Well, good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you back to Independence Baptist Church's broadcast. Now, this month, Pastor Reynolds has been sharing a message about substitution. The title of the message has been The Donkey That Was Loved, and it was named actually out of Exodus chapter 34, verse 20, which in this passage we read about a sacrifice of a lamb that was given as a substitution for the life of a donkey. That verse, verse 20, reads, "But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck." And it is a perfect picture of how we needed a substitute because we were under the condemnation of sin. And Christ became the lamb for us and was given for our redemption. Now last week, Pastor Reynolds' closing comments dealt with the fact that we all have to die. But Jesus was our sacrifice. He was our substitute. And because of that, we don't have to die the spiritual death. You know, it is possible only because he came and died as our substitute. And he's either going to be your substitute or you'll spend an eternity in hell unable to ever pay for your sins. So listen in now as Pastor Reynolds gives some closing comments on this message about the donkey that was loved.
Does God know you? Say, well, I hope so. Wrong answer. If you answered, I hope so, wrong answer. Say, what do you mean? Don't you know so? Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Paul didn't say, I hope I'm saved. Paul said, I know whom I believe. And I know that he's able to keep that which he's promised unto me against that day. I know. Job says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I know. David said the same thing. I know whom I have believed. I know. You answered, I hope so. Let me ask you something. On this substitution thing, do you think that donkey knew that he was alive or not? I mean, do you know you're alive? Well, see, yeah, I know I'm alive. I'm here. I'm hearing all this. Well, don't you know you have eternal life or not? God don't want you to be in question about that. God don't want you to wonder about it. God don't want you to get up every morning scared to death you're going to die and go to hell. God don't want you to live like that. God wants you to live in peace and harmony. I mean, that's who He is. He's not the God of confusion. And if you're confused, it's not God doing that. Somebody else, namely it's the devil. You need to get it right with the Lord. Jesus Christ is the one. Let me read this, the book of Hebrews. If you would, the book of Hebrews. Just a few passages here concerning what Jesus did as our substitute. And He is our substitute. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9 said, "But we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death." Understand what it's saying in this verse. We do see Jesus. And He was made a little lower than the angels. He's made like a man, the Bible said in Philippians. "Crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." He's our substitute. Look in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. Hebrews 9, 28. If you're going to go to heaven, you're going to have to go the way of the cross. Jesus is going to have to take you. You can't go on your own. Your good works not going to get you there. Your church membership, not going to get you there. Your good intentions, not going to get you there. Jesus is the substitute. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Look in 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. This is this doctrine of substitution way back in the Old Testament. You know, those Jews back in those days, they were saved the same way we're saved. They looked forward to Jesus coming. We look back to Him coming. That's the only difference. But they all had to have a substitute. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. He said, "For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust." He's the Lamb, the perfect one, who bore our sins on the cross of Calvary. He died once, the Bible said, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. See, that's how you're going to get to God. It's not going to be by what you do or what you intend to do. It's going to be by Jesus Christ. That's what it says right there. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, look what that says, because we needed somebody, and that somebody is Jesus, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. There we are. We're the donkey, folks, that Jesus came to save. We're the donkey. In verse 25 of 1 Peter chapter 2, "For we were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." It's through Jesus Christ that we're saved. And Jesus Christ is the one that has taken away our sins. Read this passage, the book of 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. This is where our hope is. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5. 1 John 3 verse 5. "And ye know," look at this, I pray God that you will take this as an individual person, because if you're lost, Jesus can save you personally, individually. And this is how it comes, one at a time. "And you know," see that? "You know," John writes this, "and ye know that He was manifested," that is, manifold and is revealed in many, many ways, "to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin." Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross of Calvary. He took our sins and paid the price. He's our substitute. He died that we might live. Aren't you glad? That little donkey needed a substitute. We do too. Receive the gift of salvation that's freely offered. You don't pay for it. Jesus already paid for it. You can't earn it, because there's no good that we can give to God. There's no good at all about any of us. What do you think about that? I'm your pastor. I've been preaching since like 1968. I've been pastoring since 1971. All except for 8 months of that time. Did you know the only good thing about me? It's what Jesus has done in me. You understand that? If I give my whole life to preaching the Word, to pastoring churches or whatever, did you know none of that's going to get me to heaven? None of that. It's Jesus that's going to take me to heaven. I do what I do because that's what God called me to do, not to get to heaven. But I was saved back in 1955, changed my life eternally. What about you? It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's more than you knowing who Jesus is. It is that you know that Jesus knows who you are. Of all the billions and trillions of people that live upon this earth and have lived, Jesus knows you as an individual person. That's what it's about. It's forgiveness of sins. It's having life. Consider it. Consider it well. I pray that God will bless this message today. We want to stand, if you would, Brother Brian, if you'd come and lead us in, John, if you would, come and lead us in this song. Pray that God would if you need to make a move today, a public move, make it. We don't give this invitation to try to woo anybody down the aisle. That's not the purpose. The purpose of giving invitation is that if you need to make a move, this is just a good time to do it. All right? It's a good time to make it. But if you're lost, you can be saved in the pew where you're standing right now. You can be saved right there. You don't have to take a step because God is everywhere. He can save you where you are. Then you come and tell. If you're already saved, you've never been scripturally baptized, you need to make that proclamation to the church. Then you come today and make confession that Jesus is your Savior and ask the church for scriptural baptism, and we'll give you that here. Maybe you need to join this church by letter or statement. If you need to make that public, make it today. If you've got questions, you can come and talk to me now, or you can talk to me later. That's fine. Or if you'd rather talk to somebody else, that's fine too. But all we're saying is that come to the point that you determine you're going to do what God tells you to do and listen to the call of God as He directs you.
Well, we pray that the broadcast this month about our need of a substitute has been a blessing to you. You know, and if you're saved, it's been a reminder of what Christ has done for you. And it should encourage us that no matter what troubles we have, no matter what troubles we're going through, we should be encouraged to be able to remember what Christ has done for us. You know, and if you're lost, it's a picture pointing you to the one and only hope that is available. Christ came and died, and you can be redeemed. It's a personal thing. You can be redeemed, but you have to repent of being a sinner, and you have to accept Christ as your Redeemer, and you can be a donkey that was loved. And for those of us that I mentioned that are already saved, you know, and you know that there's nothing special about us, there's nothing in us to deserve Christ as our substitute, but He showed mercy and love and gave Himself for us anyways. He loved us even when we didn't deserve it. And if you're already saved, it should literally thrill your soul to hear the gospel message again and to remember and to dwell on how amazing the grace and love of God is. It's just like the song Amazing Grace when it states, "Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me." And that's exactly what it is. Well, before our time is up today, we want to remind you of our services at Independence Baptist Church. We will be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and for worship services at 11. We'll also have our Sunday afternoon services at 4 p.m. with prayer meeting and then 4:30 worship services. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And our phone number is 636-673-2180. And our website address is www.independencebaptist.org. And from that website, you can not only read the different books and articles that we have, but you'll also be able to email the pastor if you have additional questions. Well, I see that our time for today is up, but as always, we want to remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.